Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Cam Kardashian. Paris Hilton. Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E.
Well, look at you.
All right, honey, buddy. I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Here I am. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Boy, it was powerful. This is a no-win situation. Give me a call in about an hour and a half. You know what I mean? I survived it, and I'm at the end of it.
Sorry for the dead air. We're having technical difficulties. Give me 1 minute. I want to say hello to Ta-Ta-Ta and Charisse. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. I was just catching my breath. In between shows, I do exercise. Woo! Getting a couple reps. Okay. Good morning, everybody. Today we have a special treat. Don't blink. I think Ariel Reese is coming in. Zombies are going to get you. He is not here. I'm wondering, 319. Let's see where 319 is. Why do I... Oh, that's our number. Okay. It's just funny in my head. Let's see where he is, because again they're having weather problems, and let's see if I can find Mr. Ruiz or Mr. Reese. I don't see him in the studio, so he may be in the area where they're having severe weather problems. And again, I want to thank our guest and our poetry person, Miss Browdy, and I am looking for where he is. Nope, he's not in the studio. So I'm going to leave the studio. I'm going to play a little song for you while I can find where he may be, because I got a feeling it's one of those shows where our guests are under the weather. No joke, you know. No joke. So here's a little song while I find out where he is.
Kingdom of isolation.
It is out there. He's 212, so he's New York. And so I'm hoping New York comes in the house. And it is a feature film, and I will read it. It's an adaptation of a popular web series, Zombie with a Shotgun. It is featured, I think it's on Amazon Prime right now. Aaron and Rachel are on the run due to the fact that Aaron is infected by what seems to be a zombie virus. As the story unfolds, they find that there is more to this infection than it seems. For some reason, he has not developed the full zombie virus. He seems to be trapped in a transitional phase, which grants him certain abilities. One of them is the ability to communicate with other zombies. That makes Aaron a valuable pawn as he's being pursued by a shadowy figure. That's shadowy. With alternative. Take two. Ulterior motives. Now he must stay alive or undead long enough to figure out the source of his infection. So that's called Zombie with a Shotgun. You can go on YouTube and you can see the trailer, Zombie with a Shotgun. It is now, I believe, on Amazon Prime, if I'm not mistaken. Again, Ellen is not here because she is having problems with the weather. And as we read in the first series, or the first show, the episode before, is that this weather report, let me see if I can get there. This weather is really rough in those areas. Let's talk to a lady from New York. Charisse, how's the weather where you are?
The weather is gloomy, but it's not raining anymore, so it stopped.
Okay. Well, there's there's a big storm, but in New York, you're right. There shouldn't be any problem in New York. I'm just trying to give you guys the update on the weather. As far as the weather in Louisiana, the entire state of Louisiana is under an enhanced risk for severe weather on Wednesday, according to the National Weather Service, the Storm Prediction Center. Enhanced risk rates at 3 inch on a 1 to 5 scale. On a 1 to 5 is a 3? Wow. With 1 being marginal risk and 5 being high risk. Tornadoes, damaging winds, hail, and heavy rains are possible. That's what's happening there. And we were tracking the weather. Not only Louisiana, we know Houston is involved in this too. Let me see. See if I can get the weather report. We don't usually do weather report here, but when it comes to our guests being late, and I would check in the studio. What do you call it? The Weather Channel, maybe? Would that have it? The Weather Channel. Weather Channel in Houston. I like the other one I had. Well, Houston, it says sunny. Clouds. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Wow. The winds are blowing off roofs and everything. Oh, my God. There's a roof off of an apartment building being blown off. That's how strong the winds are. Right now, let me see. Looks like the states that are having severe problems will be Louisiana, Kansas. Not showing me much. Not showing me much right here. New Orleans, Houston, Corpus Christi. A little bit of Montgomery. Having some weather, severe weather. And that's what we're faced with right now. But it seems. But this is not gonna. This is not gonna affect our guest who's supposed to be coming in.
He's in New York.
He's in New York, I know. So we'll give him some time.
Like I said, it's just gloomy, but it's not even raining, nothing.
Hmm. Well, he might come in. Like we did, our last guest came in late, so he might be coming in too. And so if you'd like to go to YouTube right now, you can. And it's called Zombies with a Shotgun. And you can look at the trailer on YouTube by Mr. Ruiz or Mr. Reese, Ariel Reese, Hilton Ariel Reese. And you can see his trailer. So we expect him in shortly. And here comes beautiful Laverne. I think this is Laverne. 912, is this you, Laverne? 912?
It is I. Good morning.
Hello, Laverne. Good morning. Charisse is here.
Good
and
morning,
Tata Todd.
Laverne.
Tata
Todd's
here.
Good morning,
here.
Charisse.
How
are
good
you
morning.
Today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great, too. Thank you.
And good morning, Tata Todd. Good morning, Tata Ta.
Good morning, Tata Ta.
Good morning.
Oh, it sounds like I'm in the water.
Oh, Tata Ta may be under the water. Tata Ta, can you speak one more time? Because it sounds like you might have to call back in. I can barely hear you. Tata Ta.
Hello.
Okay, you're better.
Hello.
Now. Okay, you're good now.
Okay.
You're good.
Mm-hmm.
Your mic is good. So this is what happens. This is live radio, folks. When the guest is late or they are not here, and don't forget, if you enjoy this show, you're gonna enjoy the next show with our supreme celebrity, Chefy, Chef Kateri Wayfarer Cox. She's up next. As you remember, we said goodbye to her last week. And she said goodbye to us. But she happened to have a day off today. She's really busy. Her schedule is really busy. She was saying how much she missed all of us. And she's really busy today, but she needed to come in and say goodbye and finish off some recipes that I love. And it was really nice of her to kind of etch in some time for us. She is one of the morning crew, so she has a responsibility to represent. And thank you, Chef, for coming in. And, Chef, what are you going to be cooking the next segment?
I'm just going to do a basic marinara sauce because we did the pizza last week. So at least everybody can have the marinara sauce recipe. And, you know, I'll just play with it and we'll do a little easy baked ziti to go with it.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. You're in for a treat. And she's making a very special appearance for all of us and all of her fans. And I want to thank you for etching out some time to be with us. It feels good. So that's our next
episode. I told you I'm never going.
Well, we hope not. I'm such a cynical person. You said that. You said that in the beginning. You said, Brian, don't say I'm gone because I'm not going to go. And I keep saying, no, they always say that, and they never come back. He said, no, I'm coming back. I'll go, yeah. We're going to go ahead and say that you're gone anyway. So you did tell us that you will be back.
No, we don't want to say that, Brian. We don't want to say she's gone, and then when she get a day off and feel like coming in, she come in. So let's not say goodbye.
Right. And you're right. You're right, Laverne. I'm just a cynical bastard. It's just how I think, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But she told us that she will be back, and thank you. And you, and Laverne, you had the faith. Oh, no, she'll be back. And you were right. What we're going to do with this segment, because Charisse is coming up in about 20 minutes. So what we're going to do with this segment, because I am such a professional and I have to improvise a lot of things, and if you're wondering why Ellen's not here, Ellen is ill, very deathly ill, and we don't know if she's going to make it. How's that?
She's ill? Oh, okay. Sorry to hear that.
Well, yeah, I am too, but that's not true. She just has her electricity gone. But I just said it for dramatic purposes.
Oh, okay.
Laverne's, Charisse, you see Laverne's tone in her voice? It didn't change. Oh, she's ill. I'm sorry to hear that. No, her lights are just out. Okay. Move on. There's no emotion between the transition. She said, oh, okay. Oh, lights are on. The love. Okay.
That's because we know you. We know
I
you.
I know. I know. We know your bullshit. You have to tame her. She's gone. She ain't gone right now. She's been here right now.
Yeah.
Since Charisse is here and Tata is here, now we're going to do a scene. And again, Charisse has seen this many a times. I know she has. She knows every word, everything. But I got to honor her with that. We're going to see if we can play a scene from Fridays. That always makes Charisse laugh. And if you haven't seen Fridays, it's a... how could I say it? Ice Cube's in it. Your favorite one. Your favorite one. Who's your favorite sidekick, Laverne and Ta-Ta-Ta? And I don't know if Ta-Ta-Ta has seen it. Charisse?
Smokey.
Smokey, and he's played by
Chris Tucker.
Chris Tucker.
Hi.
Let me see.
Okay.
And when we come back, we'll play a little bit of clips of Charisse. It always makes her laugh and happy. That's what we're here about. Ta-ta-ta, before we play the clips, is there anything new going on with you? Are you doing any new podcasts or any video that you want to say?
Nope.
Okay. You sound happier, Tata. You really do. Are you having a good day?
Well, that Habitica app I discovered yesterday has been helping so much.
Oh, good. Good, sweetheart. Good. Well, you sound a lot better. You did. Did you go shopping? Did you go shopping at all?
I bought some extra virgin olive oil and some apple juice for my grandma because she's fasting and, yeah, she would pull a muscle cramp from not enough electrolytes, so I got to get her potassium and magnesium in from the apple juice.
You're a good daughter. I mean, a granddaughter. You're a good granddaughter. Now, what are you going to use the extra virgin olive oil? Are you going to cook something that's vegan, or why extra virgin?
I don't use it. Our family use it because we always saute stuff, like stir-fry stuff. We use oil very, very quick. It's gone, like, very fast.
Now, Tata, are you a vegan, or do you eat lamb? Do you eat hamburger? Do you eat steak?
No, I'm a vegan.
Oh, okay. What are some of some good dishes that vegans love? What's your favorite vegan dish?
I have no favorite. I don't discriminate.
Okay. What's the difference between a vegan and a vegetarian? Is there any difference at all?
Vegetarians might eat, like, honey or milk or eggs or fish. Like, vegans don't eat meat, plus, like, animal-derived products, no dairy.
Really? So you don't eat chicken?
Hell no.
Really? Well, that was a hell no. That's hell to the dog. Hell no. Wow. I didn't know that. So is it mostly fish? Do you eat fish?
No, we're vegans. We don't eat fish. Vegans don't eat fish.
Wow. So, Charisse, I mean, wow. I did not know that. I did not know that.
Vegans do not eat anything that has to do with an animal. That comes from an animal.
Yeah, and like if it's like real fur or leather, we wouldn't buy it, you know. Stuff like that.
Or if it's a medicine or vitamins, we would buy vegan vitamins.
So is this a plant-based kind of thing? I mean, I'm not joking. I'm trying to understand, like, seaweed and noodles and...
Yeah.
I don't eat noodles. I don't like noodles. I don't like grain. I don't like rice. I don't like dessert. I don't like sugar. I don't like junk food. I don't like deep fried food. Yeah.
Well, what do you like? Because I like to, it's new to me. I'm kind of curious. What do you like?
Well, I'm allergic to three nuts, but like other nuts or like seeds, you know, like hemp seed, flax seed, chia seed, pumpkin seed. I don't eat pumpkin seed that much, but I buy like these, you know, omega-3 seeds and vitamin B12, vegan vitamin B12, vegan D3, extra virgin coconut oil. I eat that with, you know, you already saw my video, but there's like a ton of fruits and veggies. I'm trying not to eat as many fruits.
Do you drink milk?
Like, or vegans do? Oh, well, soy milk,
almond milk,
coconut oil, like natural, no sugar, coconut milk.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Fruits and vegetables?
Yeah.
Okay.
And beans, like legumes.
Mm. Wow. You know,
did
it
you
must
know
be
that,
hard.
Like, legume? Legume actually means vegetables in French. And you know, in American, it means, like, you know, beans.
Hmm. But, you know, I went out with a lady once. I don't know if she was vegan or whatever. But they could smell. We had this conversation before, Laverne and Charisse and Ta-Ta-Ta. They could smell the meat coming out of your pores. It's like a smoker. You know, a non-smoker can smell that if a smoker smoked, you know, an hour before, they can smell the cigarette smoke from their fingertips and stuff. Is that true, Ta-Ta-Ta? Can you smell that if somebody ate meat, if you're with them?
I noticed that if I'm, like, fasting for a few days, my sense of smell is heightened, and I might be, you know, sitting there, and they're, like, grossly smelling like meat. I have to leave the room. But, you know, when I'm going to the store, I mean, the meat section, I look at the meat, I would throw up. I smell the meat in the meat section. I'm, like, gagging. I'm, like, covering my mouth.
Really?
I'm ready to leave. I have to hold my breath.
Wow. Okay, we're going to get right back to you.
Can I ask a question? Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Dr. Ta, if you when you fast, what are your reasoning for fasting?
Well, it's too complicated to explain to you. I suggest if you're interested, you could Google benefits of fasting. It's too much to explain.
Well, I thought that fasting, and that could be wrong. It clears your body and mind. It clears your body and mind. But if you're a vegan, then shouldn't your body already be cleansed?
Mm. Good question.
You know, like, I used to have a couple, like, bumps on my, like, face or arm. I don't know where they came from. I'm ready to fast to get rid of it.
Could be a cleanser.
Like,
I think
you know,
our guest
if I eat like noodles or rice, I grow like pimples. You know, I can't even eat like, you know, fast food, junk food, potato chips, like all that. Like, gives me pimples.
Cleanse your skin, and we'll be right back with that. And thank you for the question, Laverne. I think our guest is here.
Mm-hmm.
One second, you guys. Hilton, good morning. Is this Hilton?
Yes, good morning. How's everything? You hear me?
I can hear you. Good morning, sir. We only have 17 minutes. Let's get right to it. I saw your trailer, Zombie with a Shotgun. I saw it on YouTube. I'm very impressed. Good direction, nice writing. Tell me a little bit about the movie.
Thank you so much. I apologize a little bit late. I was trying to get out for lunch, so I'm here now.
Oh, it's okay.
thank you. Thank you for having me. So,
you're
yes,
welcome.
So just to begin a little bit of the Zombie with a Shotgun. Zombie with a Shotgun about 6 to 7 years ago started off as a web series, which got really popular. And the popularity ended up having a comic book series with 5 issues. And then from there, we decided, hey, what should we do? Should we go into a feature-length film? So around 2016, we went on campaigns. We went like Indiegogo, and we went on GoFundMe. And then we raised money. It took us a couple years. We raised, put the monies together. And, it took a little bit of time because we did, multiple campaigns, about 5 or 6 down in a 2-year stretch. And it finally was released 2019 in November. It premiered in Amazon Prime. And now you could see the film in Tubi for free, Google Play, YouTube, and there's definitely going to be more streaming services that's going to be coming down the road. So Zombie with a Shotgun, again, is basically the point of view of the zombie. The zombie is basically the hero. The zombie is the one that we following around that has this sort of unique genetic sort of zombie virus that he has, that he's not able to get the sort of generic sort of symptoms that, he's not able to think for himself, where in this zombie, he's able to think, talk, and able to do anything a human can do, but with the characteristics of the facial-wise being looking like a zombie. And it's a cool, a film. It has a lot of elements that I put together on a very small budget, I gave people animation, which was a pretty cool, neat sort of like element to the film. And I brought in a famous animator by the name of Robin Steele, who, if you guys remember Liquid Television, MTV, he created Stick Figure Theater. Mm-hmm. And I brought him. He loved the whole concept. He came in and did some animation scenes. And then I brought another on the artwork. I really wanted on the makeup. I really brought in a really known makeup artist professional to do the one of the zombie with a shotgun scene you see with the makeup and everything. It's really cool. And I brought in a great aerial a drone operator to come in. So it has all those things. I wanted to give everything everybody can possibly get on a very low scale budget, without asking a lot of people that I do know for many years of doing this film. And again, I tell people, if it definitely comes off as an indie film, and it's a very popular, has a very pretty large for indie film fan base. And so I tell people, hey, if you don't like indie films or anything like that, but this is an exception, because it has these cool elements to it. And the fact that I brought up all these things that's going on, and it's different. And there's people that get upset about the mythology changing, that there's not the typical zombie, let's kill the zombie. This is totally opposite. So again, if you want to see a glimpse of it, I would say Google Zombie with a Shotgun first episode. And once you see that first episode, you get basically, I like this. I want to see the feature. And I would love people to go watch it. And again, it's free in Tubi, you just want to go out there and just check it out.
I think you did an amazing job. People don't know how hard it is. Now, is your last name, your Hilton, Ariel, is it Reese or Ruiz? Ruiz.
Hilton Ruiz, yes.
Very good. What a name. It's like royalty. Can you imagine that name in the Academy Awards? That's royalty, buddy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's very. People don't realize how hard it is that to get money for a film and the complication of filmmaking and to bring it to fruition. First of all, I want to congratulate you for doing that, because it's extremely hard. Not many people make it to the point where you are, especially indie filmmakers.
Yes.
We had, and it's so hard. We had, back in the day, we had a lot of filmmakers come on the show, radio show. And one guy told me, he's a well-known filmmaker, I'm not going to say who his name is, he was telling me about, he went to, you know, the showcase, God, come on, help me out, film, not Tribeca, the other one.
Sundance.
Yeah, yeah. And he says, you know, Brian, and he was a well-known director, I put my film in the Sundance, and there were over 4,000 films that were all submitted in his category, and they only chose 2 out of 4,000. Two out of 4,000.
Wow.
And that's, so when you see people like you that can go from web series and you actually complete it, because you have a feature film. I mean, your film was over an hour and, what, 16 minutes? That's feature film, baby. You're in feature film area.
Yeah.
That's incredible. I see the time, but I really want to talk to you. And I want people to understand that what you did is very special. How do you get from web series where you're not making any money? And tell me about it. So was your web series and your concept, let's get it out there, let's just get the project out there, let's start with a web series, low money, but I can get the name out there, I can get the concept out there. What was the thought by taking it into a web series first?
Yeah, okay. So, you know, like I said, 6 or 7 years ago, the whole idea, if you remember during that time, the web series started getting popular. Filmmakers decided,
right,
hey, you know what, do a whole feature-length film, and it's, you know, getting the monies and the funds is nearly impossible, as you said. It's difficult. But the web
right.
series was a way to showcase a small element of your idea, your concept, to get out into a feature. Or it showcases your work, you know, either or. And I think a lot of people wanted to show the concept for the feature. So there I said, oh, you know what, I should do a web series. And I always wanted to do my own, you know, zombie interpretation, basically sort of, like I said, a point of view, a sort of like has a little bit of love, you know, in the story itself. And I'll tell you the truth. I never in a million years would ever think that the web series would take off and where I am right now. So there I am. I shot the first episode, and I'm like, okay, we're going to do 5 episodes. Let me shoot this first one, shot it, and it went viral. So, you know, that's something that's pretty, you know, it's hard to get. And I didn't even expect it. I just said, hey, let me just put it out there. You know, I'm going to show it to friends and festivals.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't a lot of festival web series there, but still I was trying to see what I can do to shop it around. But there it goes. Boom. I 1 week I was getting calls, emails. Oh, is this a feature-length film? Is this, you know, what is this? What is this? Everyone started going, like, you know, the whole sort of horror, you know, blogs and
right.
publications, whatever you want to call it, just started contacting me. And I'm like, whoa, I had no idea. I didn't even have the idea to make it into a feature. The whole thing was just to show this pretty cool idea into 5 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So there I felt like I had a responsibility, because us artists, it's really hard to go viral. It's very hard for us to go out there and say, hey, oh, my God, you know, it's nearly sometimes you're never going to get viral. So I felt it was a responsibility
right.
me to take advantage to say, okay, let me go out there, promote it more, go on social media. And it started getting pretty big in the social media, where I found other people that love the idea, such as comic book artists. And I found this really amazing Italian comic artist that works for Image Comics, and he did his famous comic book was called Near Death. And he said, dude, I love your whole concept. Let's work together and make a comic book. I was like, sure. So he went, helped me. He mentored basically the comic book for me, showed me the ins and outs of the comic book business. And I was blessed for that, because now I learned the whole business of the comic books, of how to proceed and go on. And then we brought in another artist by the name of Ian Miller. He's local New York from Brooklyn. And we did 5 issues. And again, that made another sort of like a popularity that it started to grow. And then from there, that's when we decided to go to the feature. Again, of course, there's more little subplots to this whole thing. It's like where I try to go out there and try to get monies. And of course, it's nearly impossible.
Right.
But finally decided to go. We went there. And even now, you know, just we started a campaign to do the Zombie with a Shotgun video game as it's on right now. It's very slow because of the whole, you know, time that we live with, you know, with the coronavirus. But I felt like, you know, let me just still go out there, promote it. I'll come back after this whole thing. But I wanted to get it out there because, you know, I just wanted to my whole plan was to release the campaign now. But come sort of like this whole little, this monster that's been creating, getting bigger and bigger. And That's basically how we are where I ended up with this, and you know, and I thank a lot of people that helped me throughout this whole journey. You know, from you know people promoting me, such as yourself, putting me into the radio. You know, such the artists, the concept artists, the video game designers, everyone. It's just they believed in the project, and I think it happens a lot that you know I believe in it, and when someone sees that you believe in it, they also come on and create this synergy around the project.
Right on. Let's get right to your crowdsourcing because I'm looking at the time. Are you currently crowdsourcing right now? Are you currently looking for money backing for your video game, Zombie with a Shotgun?
Yeah, Zombie with a Shotgun, the video game, yes, it's on a Indiegogo campaign. Like I said, we started like a week ago. Again, you know, we're testing it out now that, you know, the whole thing is going on. So, yes, we are right now in the midst of the campaign. We have a trailer of it. It's a retro style game. It's a it's a scroll across, but it's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool. And again, it's different like the film. The zombie is the main character that is, you know, at the end he'll be the winner. He'll be the hero, and you know, and you know, it's a pretty cool concept. You know, if you watch the film, the zombie Aaron basically loves rabbits, and in this video game, there's a mission there also that he has to save some rabbits and everything. And we definitely going to go into a sequel down the road where we explain more the story of him and his love to rabbits. I mean, it's such a little cool little character thing.
It is cool.
Yeah.
Well, tell people how they can contribute to your campaign. What do they do if they want to just send you, you know, make this happen for you?
Yeah, you could go Google Zombie with a Shotgun, the video game, or you could go to Indiegogo.com and you type in Zombie with a Shotgun video game and you come there. And it's just a $15 contribution to the game. I mean, there's other perks, like if you want like a sort of an art book that comes with it, you know, it's like a $30, $35, and you got a $50. And if you want to contribute more and more, if you want to be sort of like named as a producer, associate producer, you know, those are bigger perks if people are interested, you know, to have their name and part associated with the creation of developing this game. But you could just come there and, you know, pay $15 on the game. And, yeah, once the game is done, obviously they will get their copy of Zombie with a Shotgun, the video game. So that's that.
Right on. And Hilton, I love the name again, Hilton Ariel Ruiz. Tell people how to get a hold of you, your fans, your new fans. They want to touch you. They want to get T-shirts.
Yes, I love it. Absolutely. Again, Zombie with a Shotgun has become this little indie, and it's still an indie company, and it's become a brand now. So, again, zombiewithashotgun.com, you can go get the DVD, signed DVD, posters, comic books there. If you'd like to reach me on social media, I'm always on Twitter. So you can go to Zombie WA Shotgun, because only 17 characters, so and Twitter, and you can ask me questions, follow me, I'll follow you back. And that's the main place that I really am on a daily basis posting updates, and you can talk to me. And, yeah, and again, it's on Amazon Prime. If you want free on Tubi, Google Play, or YouTube. And you'll have a lot of fun just even typing Zombie with a Shock on Google. It will bring you to all the articles, the video games, the episodes. It's just everything. You can be able to see a lot of stuff, and that's basically where you could find me.
Great. And you got your merchandise out, right? Do you have T-shirts? Do you have hats?
Yeah,
cups?
We sold out. We sold out on the shirts. We're going to get back on the shirts next week. But we got the comics, the posters, and the DVD, the signed DVD. And, again, you go to zombiewithashotgun.com.
Well done. Well done. We did it. Hilton, we did it.
Yes.
We did it in that short period of time.
I appreciate that.
Well, you're welcome. I want to come on back into the studio, give me updates on what's going on, how your progress. I want to ask you one question, my personal question, though. What did you shoot it on? What did you shoot the web series on? What camera?
We shot it on the first one, 5D, the Canon 5D, which was a beautiful camera. Mm-hmm. And then a couple of the other episodes was done on a 6D, but mostly with the 5D. I mean, that 5D Canon is beautiful. Even that the first generation we shot it was beautiful. Even now, it's even better. But we use strictly Canon for the web series.
Is that your
and
camera?
5D was the main one. The camera for the feature the camera for the feature film, we used different ones. We used a Blackmagic and a Sony because we shot in very dark spots, but yeah.
Fantastic. Two cameras, one camera, three cameras?
Yeah, for the feature, we shot in multiple cameras. Like I said, the Blackmagic, the Panasonic, and the Sony. There were certain areas that was really dark in Manhattan in abandoned buildings, and we couldn't get electricity, but we had, battery power source, and so we're lighting up. We had to use the Sony, which was, one of the best cameras for very dim light. And then, of course, outdoors, we use different cameras. So that's what we did.
Are you looking to shoot Red next time?
Yeah, yes. We definitely want to Red, Blackmagic, or Alexa. Mm-hmm. Either or. Yeah.
Yeah, when you – Red, Blackmagic, baby. Way to go.
Oh,
you're gonna be successful. Hilton, it's a pleasure coming in. Ellen's in the studio, who you probably talked to. You only have Ellen. You only have 30 seconds to say hello to Hilton, Ariel Ruiz.
Yes.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, Ellen. Thank you again. I apologize again for trying to get out for lunch, and of course, you know how that works.
We do. Thank you so much, Hilton. Again, come back into the studio. Give us updates. Congratulations, my friend. They cannot take this away from you. You have succeeded where other people have stopped because of money and stuff like that. Next time you come in, we'll talk about your crowdsourcing and about money and those damn actors who want to be paid. What a pain in the asses they are.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one more thing. I'd like to thank you guys for having me on the show, and I just want everyone to dream big. Always dream big. Never let your guard down. And I always tell everybody, if I can make it and I can do it, anybody can do it. And that's it. Just keep on doing and grinding out whatever the people you love and whatever they love, art, whatever it is, just keep on doing it.
Well said. Well said. You got me motivated. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Hilton Ariel Ruiz, everybody. You will see him in 2 years getting that Academy Award, and he will thank you. I guarantee you. Thank you, Hilton, for coming in. Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank
you. You're welcome. And our next show is our fabulous celebrity chef, Chefy, cooking with this fabulous Chefy. We all love Chefy.
Chefy.
Ellen, thank you for coming in. Chefy's on at 9 o'clock, am I correct? We have a 15-minute break for. Well, let's see. Let's ignore this prompt. Let's take a little bit. Technically, we're still live. We're still live on TuneIn and Stitcher. And if anybody listens to this show on podcast, they're still listening to it continuously. So technically, we're live. You just can't come in the studio right now. So let's talk a little bit with Chefy.
Welcome, Ellen. We missed you this morning.
I know. I was having really bad storms.
Oh, hurt.
Yeah. You missed a great poetry, erotic poetry.
I missed the poetry, huh?
You missed the great poetry. She was actually good. You missed my poetry.
Oh, God.
And Sharice and Ta-Ta-Ta was my audience. Ta-Ta-Ta said I was good. Sharice just laughed at me and threw fruit.
Glad
to hear your voice.
Did Laverne like your poetry?
I think Laverne said she was one step. She wanted to call in to probably stop the madness and save the show, but she helped. She helped.
Yes, Ellen. No, I did not like it.
Wow. No accounting for art. Wow. Yeah, I did the best I could, but it's good to hear your voice, kiddo. How's the weather where you are? What's going on? I know there's big winds going on where you are. Hail? Storms?
Yeah, it's still storming.
Is it? Wow.
Yeah, so I don't know how my electricity is going to do.
Well, are you powered up? Because we got Cherise coming on, and you love the cooking show, yeah. So I need you. You're powered up?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
Ellen said.
Huh?
Ellen's working with a genius. Ellen goes, you know, Brian, we're having terrible storms and everything, and the electricity is out and everything, and I'm really low on my phone. I said, okay, plug it in and see if you can make it to the show. She goes, did you hear what I said? There's no electricity.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Did I, Ellen? Did I?
Oh, yes, he did. Yes, he did say that. He goes, well, charge your phone and call it. I said, I have no power, Brian.
Oh, my goodness. What are we going to do with you?
Yeah, she's talking to a genius. Part up. I am a genius. I'm a genius, Lamont. But, yeah. You know, when Laverne comes in, it's like, I have to save this show because I love the people. There's only two things that will bring Laverne in the show. I'll try to save the show as much as I can. Lord Jesus, help me. Or I love the subject. Or I love the subject.
Not to save it. I can't save it. Y'all do a great job, but just to help fill in when someone may be absent.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And, well, we do have another show, and she's going to be on in about exactly 10 minutes. That's enough time for me to, let's see what I'm going to do. I guess I'll go to a meeting. That's where I'm going to go. Oh, wait, no. Sure. You know, Cherise, you can't even play it off, you know, it's like, I'm going to go to a meeting. Everybody going, okay, Brian's going to a meeting. She was going, like, what? Brian going, no meeting. You hear what Cherise did? Yeah, you go to your meeting. And I hope you have enough toilet paper for your meeting. We're going to go with Friday. Let's see. I'm going to have to unplug a little bit. Ellen, tell people why Purple Diamond Publishing is the best publishing company ever and why there is a literary consultant for Purple Diamond Publishing. And I'll be right back.
Yeah, Purple Diamond Publishing. You wrote your great American novel. Now let Chef Cherise, Kateri Cox, and Purple Diamond Publishing help you make it a bestseller. Isn't that right, Cherise?
Oh, definitely. I do not want you to make the same mistakes that I made when I put my first book out. And I don't want you to lose the thousands of dollars that I lost, relying on not knowing but learning for myself. So, like I said, I charge you a small fee. I do all the work for you, but I also walk you through it. So that you know how to do it yourself. So that way, when someone comes to you and says, oh, I want to publish a book, you know exactly what you need to have behind you and what they need to be providing you on a daily basis. And if they're not doing it, then you need to walk away before you end up losing money like I did. So that's my main focus in this.
So what are some of the services that you offer to help people?
I set you up with a great editor, not just one, but I set you up with two different editors and a proofreader because you always need that. I set you up with a great cover designer that will work with you to bring your vision to life, not what someone else imagines your book cover should look like. I also set you up with your ISBN number, which you need to get noticed in sales. So if you want to go the big publisher route, that's a way of tracking your sales so that they know, okay, we're not just signing a nobody. We're signing somebody with $100,000, 100,000 copies that they've sold in their book. I give you a query letter that you can give to an agent because you cannot get to these big publishers on your own. Either they come to you or they go to an agent to see if who's the next big writer out there. So, again, these agents receive
thousands of query letters a day. I make it so that as soon as they read that first line, they're ready to call you and find out from you, what is your book about? It's other elements to that also. And I will teach you everything that you need to know to stay on top of it and how to brand yourself.
So, yeah, tell everybody, tell all of our listeners how they can get in touch with you to set up that consultation.
You can email me at purplediamondpublishing2014@gmail.com. The initial consultation call with me is free. So you leave me a description of your book, what you want to accomplish in that email, and the phone number. I will call you at a time that you tell me to, and we will discuss, and I will have a course of action that I feel would be best for you and how to get you out there. And again, that is a free half an hour call with me.
Cool. And that is Charisse Kateri Cox with Purple Diamond Publishing. So she can help you get on the bestsellers list by giving you all kinds of great pointers and tips and showing you what you need to do to make your book a success. That's Purple Diamond Publishing. So get in touch with her. And again, like Brian said, we have another show coming up with Chef Charisse Kateri Cox. She's also, besides being an author, she's also a famous chef. And we are going to be doing our cooking show. So if you want to come in and join us for the next show, it's 319-527-6099. Uh-oh. Brian says he can't get back in. See, he shouldn't have left.
And here we go with the nonsense. Technical
difficulty. Yep. Brian, Father Brian, he always happens. but you know what?
I said it's usually only him, though.
Yep. Well, you know, in 5 minutes, we're going to be doing our chefy stuff, like Brian likes to say. Charisse is going to be doing her chefy stuff. She's going to. What are we making in 5 minutes, Charisse?
We're going to do a basic marinara sauce that you can store. And I don't know, I guess we'll do a vegetable lasagna and a baked ziti also, which is very simple because you have already have your marinara sauce ready.
Oh, cool. Mm. Yeah, so this marinara sauce is very versatile. It can be used for spaghetti and baked ziti and lasagna.
Pizza, yes, everything.
Cool. So if you'd like to come in, you know, like I said, we're going to be ending the show, and we have the next show with Chef Charisse, and she's going to be making her marinara sauce. So come back, join us, 319-527-6099, and we will see everybody in about 3 minutes. Bye, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Brian, are you here? Bye, y'all.